Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports, taking you into this Monday. And, of course, look back over the weekend. A disappointing finish, but what a great year for the Carrollton Trojan football team. Falling to Buford, last-second field goal on Friday night. The Wolves win the ballgame, move into the next round of the playoffs. For Carrollton, a 12-0 season came to a close, now at 12-1. Still a great year, and a heartbroke coach Sean Calhoun talked to our Clay Harden after the ball game Friday night.
Not the way we wanted this game to end, but for what this team has overcome and what this team has fought through and fought for, it's way bigger than tonight. I wish tonight could be different. I'm as heartbroken as every member of this football program.
Still a great effort by the Trojans, and despite the disappointment, there were some pluses and positives and fun moments in the ball game.
First and 10 from the 27-yard line. Morris from the shotgun. And gives to Mikos Todd. Todd up the middle. There goes Mikos! 40 to the 30! 20, Mikos Todd! Take it all away! Holy cow! 73 yards!
That was a great way to get the game started, but still Buford made the one last play at the end and got the W. Still a great year, though, for the Trojans. High school football is done. Full-bore basketball for the next couple of weeks until the holiday break. And then you got teams going all over the place for holiday tournaments and Christmas tournaments coming up. We'll look forward to that. There's basketball for UWG tonight. The guys are on the road down at Columbus coming up this evening. Columbus State's always pretty good basketball team. They're sitting at 3-2 right now, and at home, they always seem to shoot the lights out down there. This will be a big challenge for Dave Moore and company down there this evening. And, of course, the Wolves with a couple of contests this week, back home again Saturday. A busy, busy week for the women will crank up tomorrow night with Carver coming into town, Albany State on Thursday, and then a home game on Saturday as well. So we look forward to a busy, busy week of basketball and a lot of it coming up in the Coliseum for UWG. Georgia off tonight in Division I basketball. Tech beat Bethune-Cookman last night. They're off until the ACC Big Ten crossover. There are two games in that event coming up tonight, but not the biggies that kind of get it all cranked up for you as that event is on the way. NFL football heading down the stretch. College football has the conference championship games this upcoming weekend, including the big one in Atlanta on Saturday with LSU against Georgia. LSU's probably in the playoffs no matter what. For Georgia, win and you're in, lose and you're not. That's sports, and I'm Mitch Gray.